This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Good morning. Iowa is now up to 23 cases of COVID-19, and Governor Kim Reynolds has recommended K-12 schools suspend classes for 4 weeks. Many districts are doing this. And yesterday, she held a press conference to talk about these recommendations. Iowa Public Radio's health reporter Natalie Krebs was there. She's with us now. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Clay.
So what did the governor say yesterday in her press conference?
So the legislature passed legislation last night that would waive the instructional time requirement for any time missed in the next 4 weeks. Reynolds says the legislation will also allow her to waive that requirement for a longer period of time if decided that schools need to be closed even longer. But it's still unclear sort of how that's going to impact students exactly in terms of graduation requirements or if they'll need to make up school in the summer. So there's a lot we still need to see.
For many students, school is where they receive their lunches. It's what they rely on for meals. Did the governor talk about any kind of help that they're going to be providing to some of these vulnerable students who rely on the school system to provide them lunches?
Yeah, so Governor Reynolds says she's received a USDA waiver to allow schools to continue serving meals after they close. And that means schools will also be able to activate their summer meal plans early so kids can still get food. They can show up at lunchtime. And get a meal if they need it.
Also, we've been talking a lot about K-12 schools, but one of the things that we're not talking about is the very young population that the parents rely on daycare providers. What is the governor suggesting daycare should be doing as COVID-19 cases continue to pop up in the state?
Yeah, so Governor Reynolds says she is working with agencies like the Department of Education and Department of Human Services to make sure families can still access childcare. She says that means including financial assistance so childcare providers are paid on enrollment rather than attendance. And then also at that press conference, DHS Director Kelly Garcia said her department is working with childcare providers and superintendents to set up alternative sites for school closures and daycare providers who may have decided to close. Garcia says she's asking parents to keep children at home with them if possible, especially if they're sick. She's even suggested reaching out on Facebook to friends for childcare assistance. So it's still sort of unclear, you know, what's going to happen with families that need to access childcare.
Governor Reynolds also yesterday addressed Iowans who might not have paid sick leave, and if they have to isolate at home, could lose their jobs. What is she recommending for them?
So one thing that could help Iowans like that is that the governor has relaxed restrictions for unemployment benefits. This means Iowans who are laid off because of COVID-19 or need to take off time to self-isolate or even care for children or parents or even a sick family member can qualify for unemployment benefits.
All right, let's also talk about testing. This is something that's getting talked about across the country, just the availability for testing in states. Did she address how many tests are available in Iowa and what this looks like on that front?
Yeah, and this is a big issue across the state as well. Reynolds said yesterday that a second shift is being added to the state hygienic lab. This will increase the state's testing capacity from 54 tests a day to 108 tests per day. And then she said results are generally available within 24 hours. And then recently, there are also three private companies that have been able to test for COVID-19, though the amount of tests they run daily is unknown. And then also their results can take a little bit longer than 24 hours.
Okay, finally here, how prepared are Iowa's hospitals? I mean, did she address this at all during that press conference?
Reynolds just says she's in conversation with healthcare providers about the resources they have and their supplies. She says she's reaching out to the private sector about supplies, possibly getting more supplies. And then State Medical Director Caitlin Padotti says her department is reaching out to hospitals to still get a full count of the amount of ventilators there are across the state.
Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio's health reporter, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.